something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mara, and I've got a blast from the past on the phone. Dee Laffin, who is a very experienced food writer and food expert, and no better woman to talk about cheese. You absolutely love it, Dee. I'm saying you're a blast from the past because we were young ones in college together, weren't we?
I know, it seems like a long time ago now. I hate to think how long ago it was.
Because it was a long time ago. It was a very long time ago. So, listen, cheeses, particularly around Christmas time, people go absolutely mad for cheese, don't they? And they love the idea of, even though they're stuffed from their dinner, they love bringing out the cheese board later on. But it's a confusing thing as well. If you're not used to buying cheeses, you've never really done it, but you might fancy doing it around Christmas time, where do you start? Because there's so many Irish cheeses that are amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're exactly right. It's gas, isn't it, that, like, you know, you've been eating all day and stuff, and someone's just, they feel it's just, it wouldn't be Christmas unless they do wheel out the cheese board, and you're like, oh no, I couldn't. And they're like, oh, I'll just leave it there. And sure, if we pick it, if not, put it away. And then you look down 2 hours later and it's like, it's completely gone, you know, that sort of way. But, I think people get quite intimidated by cheese in the same way you get intimidated, like, by wine, or sometimes you're not really sure 100%. And people also, if they're spending money on Christmas for cheese, you know, everyone wants everything to be perfect at Christmas. And you don't want to spend money on a cheese that you just really, really don't like. You know as soon as you open it because of the smell, or it was a blue cheese and you didn't realize, or something like that. You just want a kind of a, which is actually what's great about a cheese board, you just want a kind of a mix. A kind of a pick and mix, and there's always going to be something there that you like more than another. And I think that's why a cheese board works really, really well. Now, we're really fortunate in Ireland that now we have a variety and standard of cheese that honestly is top ranks in the world, like, stage of cheese. Like, we're always winning some of the cheeses, you know, we're always winning awards, you know, against the French and the others, whereas people used to think like France was the place for cheese. Now Ireland is really, really on the map for their cheeses, and there's so many amazing small cheese producers. So there's no end to variety is what I'm trying to say, and it's a matter of going out there and checking out the different ones.
Okay.
But there are a few tips and stuff as well that I can kind of, I would say to people, you know, looking to kind of splash out on a cheese board. You can buy ready-made ones, of course. I'm sure you've seen them in supermarkets. And now with COVID and the lockdown, there's no end to people doing boxes. You can actually order charcuterie boxes delivered to your door. I mean, what a world we live in at the minute.
Yeah. It's kind of dangerous, isn't it, if you're into cheese?
Oh my God, yeah. Just getting like a whole heap of it arriving on your door with meats and grapes and all sorts of stuff with gas. But also you can take the, you know, you could order one of those and take credit for it. So, you know, if you wanted, like.
Can you tell us, Dee, you know, from your point of view, can you maybe name a few that you think that people would absolutely love?
Yeah, I think it's nice to have a mix, as I said. So starting with one that I'm, honest to God, absolutely in love with at the moment. It's from Armagh in Northern Ireland, and it's called Ballylisk Triple Rose Cheese. And it's a very soft, mild, delicate cheese. It kind of is a brie style cheese. So it's a white cheese, you know, it's a soft white cheese. Comes in a round shape, and you just cut it, and it's lovely with, if you pair it with crackers and some chutney. It's a really good one to have, I think, for people who aren't really sure, and for people who don't like it too cheesy as such. If you just like a really delicate flavor, it goes well with any type of chutney and stuff. And that's what I would say to people when you're creating a cheese board as well, is, you know, to have fun with all sorts of pickles and chutneys, you know, and mustards and things like that. There's no hard and fast rule. It's really whatever you prefer. And you'll notice that some cheeses, if they have a particular maybe flavor to them, that it might go better with one chutney or something compared to another, or jam. And then you can serve fruit as well, like apples or grapes or something, and have one of those in between each slice of cheese to kind of cleanse your palate, you know, or have a glug of wine if you want. I mean, I'm fond of wine with cheese,
if you insist.
I mean, wine and cheese go so well together. I think that's why it's so nice at Christmas, because, you know, you're having a bottle of wine, and some people don't like to maybe just drink wine by itself. They like to kind of, they associate it with eating. And I think that's why cheese is nice with it, because you can just pick away at it. So that would be the first one I would recommend, is Ballylisk, as a really good, delicate starter kind of cheese to have on the board. So then I also have another one. It's from, going the other end of the country this time, and it's from Cork, and it's from Hegarty Cheese. in Cork. It's a Swiss style cheese. So if anyone, I think a lot of people in Ireland would be very familiar with Swiss cheeses. It's made from raw milk and it's matured for about 9 months at least. And what that just means is that the milk isn't fully pasteurized. So this wouldn't be a good one for women who are pregnant this time of year. And there's actually a lot of pregnant women this year because we've all been at home with COVID.
Yeah, all the COVID babies,
so yeah. Yeah, I do think that they're supposed to be careful with raw milks, but there's nothing wrong with it for everybody else. It gives a beautiful flavor and it kind of has a nutty flavor. It's like a really typical Swiss cheese. Like, it's beautiful. I think of anyone who likes white, like a mature white cheddar, this would be a lovely one to kind of to move over to try something a little bit different. So it's really smooth when you eat it.
It's quite strong, is it? Is it quite a strong flavour that comes from it?
No, like, it wouldn't be strong in terms of, like, it's not pungent or smelly or anything like that in terms of maturation, but it's a strong cheese flavour. Okay. But it's more nutty. You know, it's not like... Yeah. It's not going to put anyone off. It would still be on the scale of kind of, you know, very normal flavor, but it's just the Swiss style gives it a beautiful kind of sweetness to it as well. So that's a really good one I like as well. Then for staying kind of down around Cork, I'd like to mention the Tunesbridge cheeses. Tunesbridge are great. They're mostly famous because they have a buffalo mozzarella. And down in West Cork, if you're driving along, you'll see a herd of buffalo. And that's actually from the farmer that these guys use, they make the cheese from. So they make a beautiful buffalo mozzarella, an Irish buffalo mozzarella. But they do, that's what they're really famous for initially, but they've branched out to do so many different cheeses. And you can get a burrata. I don't know if anyone would know that or if you've heard of it. Burrata is like a mozzarella cheese that's been injected with cream. That's the best way of describing it.
That sounds
like
healthy.
A big, you know, it's a, yeah. No, I mean, okay, look, we're not really talking about health here.
We're talking Christmas.
I mean, we are talking about health.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
Yes, but I mean, obviously you wouldn't be eating loads of cheese every day if you're watching the waistline or health and things like that. But it is, cheese is really good for you. It's just all in moderation. But we're not talking about moderation at Christmas. So,
no.
But burrata is, yeah. Like, so if anyone likes mozzarella, like that buffalo, the ball, the white ball, you know, like of mozzarella that they slice up, it goes great on pizzas. If you can imagine when you cut into that, it just oozes out cream and gooey cheese in the middle. It's beautiful as a starter. Actually, I actually really highly recommend it as a starter for Christmas. And you could serve it with, you know, like a caprese salad that you often get with mozzarella. You could put some tomatoes or olives or other little charcuterie with it, but just even some bread, some like really gorgeous sourdough or whatever you like, you know, whether brown bread is your thing or whatever kind of breads you like at Christmas, and just dip it, you know, spread the cheese on it. It's absolutely divine. I just absolutely love it. And a cheese board isn't complete really in my book without a blue cheese. You have to go there. And I know it's the one that a lot of people aren't sure about. You know, it takes a while to kind of get the taste. And that's why I think you have to have a real mix on the board, so that, you know, there's not just the kind of heavier, stronger tasting ones. You know, it's nice to have the mix. But the blue cheese that I really like is another one from Northern Ireland. It's called Youngbuck cheese, and it's just really, really gorgeous blue cheese. But there's another one, obviously the most famous Irish, I think, blue cheese is Cashel Blue. Everyone's probably heard of that because they've been around the longest, and also it's won so many awards. And they have a type of blue cheese that they call Crozier Blue, with a Z, Crozier Blue. I recommend to anyone who likes blue cheeses and wants to try something a little bit different in that range, a little bit stronger, to go for the Crozier. You're going to see loads of those blue veins in it. Like, so it's going to be really, really fermented and aged and mature. And that with some gorgeous red wine. I mean, blue cheese and red wine for me, oh my God, it just melts in your mouth. You know, you take a bite of the cheese and then you have a little, let it kind of melt in your mouth a bit and then drink the wine or whatever. I mean, maybe not everyone's drinking at Christmas, but it's just absolutely divine. Really, really good. I think they go really, really well together.
Is that a particularly smelly cheese, the blue cheese?
Really, you'd think it would be more. So I think there's actually way smellier other types of cheeses than blue cheese. But it would definitely have, you would definitely know blue cheese, the smell of it. You know, it, you definitely can smell, it has a particular pungency, I would say, off it. But I think some of the other ones, like you can get Coulee cheese, the mature Coulee cheese or Coulini. These are cheeses that are, I suppose they're soft. They are soft, but that when they are matured, they kind of melt almost. You ever seen those ones that they were round, but when you leave them out in the temperature, room temperature, they just start to go to goo. They just melt. And that's because they're so mature. When they get out in the air, they just kind of melt away. And when you kind of taste those, you definitely smell those from your, when you open the door of the fridge, you know, that sort of way. And then when they go to room temperature, that smell just gets even stronger. But the one thing I'd say about smelly cheeses and people even being afraid of a cheese that has a smell. Look, the cheese smell isn't the nicest smell or whatever you want to say. Like, I don't mind it, but like, obviously it's a very strong smell to have in the house. But they don't often taste as, you know, as much as they smell. So I would definitely just say to people, give it a go, just have some fun, put a bit of chutney on it as well, or a bit of pickle, and have a cracker. You know, you can use, there's, as I said, there's no hard and fast rule about the crackers and chutneys, and there's so many different places and producers that are doing them, and even they can get them in the supermarket as well. So I would just say try different ones for that. Like, if you like apple, get apple chutney, you know, that sort of way, like this kind of thing. A lot of people as well would have cranberry sauce for Christmas dinner, and cranberry sauce as well is another, you can get jars of it, and you might have used a few spoonfuls of it for Christmas dinner, and then you've loads of it left over. Like, you can even use that with cheese, you know, that sort of way. Like,
because that's beautiful with camembert cheese, isn't it? Cranberry sauce, it's divine.
Yeah, really good. And like something like that, like camembert, there's a cheese in Cavan from the producer's name is Kerlegi Cheese. And they've made their own version of camembert, which they call Cavanbert because they're from Cavan.
Ah, brilliant.
Which I think is hilarious. So it's actually called Cavanbert if anyone's looking for it. And the same as that, like you can bake that and then just dip, you know, like dip into it, or you can just serve it the way it is again. And like you said, just any sort of sauces or things like that just go really, really nice with it. The one thing I'll say for people, if anyone's thinking like, oh God, okay, this is all great, but like, where do I even start? Or how do I just go to my local supermarket?
Yeah.
You know, Sheridan's Cheesemongers in Ireland are renowned as they were kind of the first cheesemongers that really brought all these small cheese producers together and kind of promote them, you know, and get everyone access to them. So Sheridan's are now in most Dunn stores. So you can go into Dunn's and they'll have a cheese counter in there. So just go up and ask them and just say you'd like something mild, you'd like something blue, you'd like something in the middle, you know, that you want to have a bit of variety. And they'll even cut pieces to size. So if you have a budget of how much you want to spend, they'll give you a variety based on that budget.
Yeah.
And they'll have some of them made up. So they might have a made up cheese board that you'd just be able to pick, like a selection based on price as well.
Yeah.
And then there's also, as I was saying, the Tunbridge Dairy. They're in the English Market in Cork, but they're also in, they opened up a shop on Georgia Street in Dublin. So if anyone's heading into the city centre, and they also have a whole deli counter of like charcuterie meat, and also they have olives and pestos and hummuses. And I mean, honestly,
you're,
I can't walk
starving.
In there without
this
walking
is terrible.
Out without
this was a bad idea having Dee laughing on. Absolutely starving. How long does cheese last then? You know, if you do buy the cheese board and you just can't manage to get through it over Stevens's Day, how long will you really realistically get out of it?
You get a few weeks. You do. I mean, some cheeses, I will say that some cheeses are better than others than lasting in the fridge. And also, only serve, like if you get a bigger piece of cheese and you know you're probably not going to get through all of it, don't take it all out, you know, because it's like you don't want to bring the cheese to room temperature and then stick it back in the fridge. It's like that thing of defrosting something and refreezing it.
Yeah.
So just cut off, and you can always go back to the fridge for more, you know, that sort of way. But just don't bring out a big lump of cheese and then stick it back in the fridge and keep taking it in and out. So that's a great way to kind of add on length of time to it, is to keep them in the fridge and just take them as you need them. And then the other thing is, they should, like a cheese is a mold, like it is, it, you know, it is, you can cut off, if it gets a bit green or you see a little bit of mold on the side, that doesn't mean it's gone. You just shave that little piece off and the inside is still good. So the other thing people might notice is, have you ever had like even, I'll give the example of cheddar, because I know cheddar is still Ireland's most popular cheese, and I guess it was our original kind of cheese that was made here. So everyone would have a block of cheddar in the fridge, I would say. But if you don't close, you know, if you get it in like a resealable pack or something like that.
Yeah. And by the way, they never seal back up. They just, where are they going with their resealable?
Never.
They never work.
I just don't know. I don't know why they even bother. Or you can't open it where you're supposed to reseal it. So then the whole thing, mechanics of it just doesn't work. I don't know. I agree with you. It's beyond me. I stick everything into those little plastic bags in the fridge. But if you don't, and if you let air get at your cheese in the fridge, like a cheese, a hard cheese like that, like a cheddar or a Gouda or a Swiss style cheese or something like that, the corner of it, you'll see it, it goes kind of hard and crusty.
Yeah.
So you need to cut that off. So make sure your cheese is well wrapped up in just some paper. It usually comes in paper if you buy it from a cheesemonger, or in a plastic bag. Paper is better than plastic, I will say, because cheese sweats in plastic.
Yeah.
But if you have it wrapped in a bit of paper and then in the bag, it should be fine. Or a Tupperware. My sister actually keeps all her cheeses in Tupperware. She has one big Tupperware and then she puts all the cheeses in there. So that as well, it kind of contains the smell. If you know on Christmas Day, you're going to do a cheese board that night, I would say take the cheese out of the fridge a good 2 hours before you're going to eat it, because you'll want it to come to room temperature. So maybe even if you're like, because obviously you're making things ahead on Christmas Day, you don't want to be in the kitchen all the time or running off if you're in the middle of a movie or something. Make the cheese board up in advance, like cut your pieces of cheese, put your bit of fruit, your bit of chutney in a ramekin or whatever on top of a board, and maybe cover that board in tin foil and just put it somewhere out of the way. And when you open that up later, then everything's done and everything's perfect.
You see, the problem there now, Dee, is you'd start picking at it if it was, out. My final question for you is very important, right? The most important question at all. Is there any such thing as a low-fat cheese?
I mean,
no.
You know,
No, not really.
I mean, you can, I have seen them in supermarkets, but I just don't believe in them. Like, do you know that sort of way? Like,
as in,
I'm a kind of believer, I suppose, maybe it's because food is what I do or what I write about and talk about and stuff. But I just feel like, why would you want to take the fat from cheese? Like, that's what it's literally made from. Yeah. It's made from cream. It's made from dairy. And we have the best dairy and cream, you know, like in the world. So the cheese is going to taste better, but just have less cheese if you don't want to have as much fat, you know, like spread it out. But I think over Christmas, we're allowed in those, so we won't worry about it.
Yeah.
I know Dubliner, for example, cheese, they do a low fat, a milder cheese, and I'm sure that that's lower in fat. I just myself am kind of more like, I just rather eat less cheese, but go full fat if I'm going
to
eat it.
Did you ever go to friends' houses for meals or anything like that?
Yeah, I do.
I mean,
not
do
lately,
they,
of course.
Do they? Yeah. Do they panic when they see you coming because you're like, you're so used to good food that they can't really give you a pizza, can they?
I know, of course they can. But the thing is, anyone who knows me knows that I am so into my food. Like, I love my food. It's what my career is based on in terms of like my journalism and stuff. So all around writing and talking about food and drink, but I am not at all snobby about it. Like, I love a pizza or whatever as much as the next person. And do you know what else? I just love when someone cooks for you. Like, I love when someone goes to the bother of just cooking for you. I would never be the one to go, sorry, where did you source your cheese from? You know, like,
you'd be like, get
I would
out.
Never be that person. So my friends know me, they're just happy to cook for me, but I do always feel like they're always apologizing when they're putting the food in front of me. And I'm like, would you go away? You're fine. Like, don't worry about
imagine
it.
Imagine giving your friends a review. Sorry, you're actually only getting a 2 out of 10 there. So listen,
yeah,
thanks so much.
Like, come dine with me. You
can
know?
You imagine
I
the
do
cheek.
That.
Well, listen, thanks so much for chatting to us today, all about cheeses for Christmas. And a lovely idea, even for a gift for somebody, a cheese board is fab. I don't think anybody will ever turn their nose up at
definitely.
That.
Definitely.
So,
and they're gorgeous boards and everything. So I think it does make a lovely gift.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be sticking up loads of recommendations for cheese board ideas for gifts on my Instagram. If anyone wants to have a look, I'll have it all up there.
What's the name on Instagram?
It's my full name. So Dee Lassen.
Easy peasy to remember. Listen, you're very good. Thanks so much for all that info. You're very knowledgeable about cheese. It's kind
Thanks
of frightening.
For having me on.
Thanks so much, and we'll catch up soon. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.